It's the remix jingle, time for another. Just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother, Robin Keeby need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang. Just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. This spins some rhymes. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Robin Keeby got games like Jack Fox. It's Robin Keeby need a
bing bang.
Robin Akiva need a
right.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Robin Akiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads, where's my mom?
Yeah, we're coming in hot to the mailbag. The pretty established podcast. Here we are back, 164B, as for the first time, we pick up where we left off, to be continued, of Millennials Boot Camp, and here back with us after a long winter's journey to the O word and back. Here is a guy who is always poggers to be here. It's Akiva Whitaker.
Rob.
Yeah.
When, you know, I'd say like most podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
The best episode is 164B.
164B.
That's usually like historically, like that's the best episode of any.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes. Okay. And it would not be 164B if we did not have the star of 164A back with us, the never chuggy Phil T. Phil, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. Thank you so much for having me back. You know, it's a good part duh to what's going on.
Yes. So, rave reviews for 164A.
And best believe I needed it. Wow. Mm-hmm. I needed the gas and I needed the compliments and wow.
Yes.
The Renappers delivered full steam ahead.
They always do. Phil, I noticed then on the second time through listening to the remix that you got the uncut jams in there.
Okay. I left it to the very, very last second so that I, just in case I could sneak something that's a little current in, you know, now that it's been 3 or 4 days, you know, we're done talking about the Uncut Jams.
Yeah.
We're done with Uncut Jams.
Yeah.
But
it is Akiva's favorite movie.
It's fun to say that way.
Okay.
It's a good movie. I like it.
All right. Akiva.
Rob, who's your muse?
Who's my muse?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I have to really think about that one.
She's the Safdie's brother's muse in Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams. Yeah. Can we change Uncle Keeby to
Uncut Keeby? That's what you want to call him?
Well, a lot of people are spelling it out phonetically like Uncle Joms. So could we change it to Uncle Keeby? Okay. Anyways.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Akiva, I know you have been all around the world, but you're back home now. Any updates from your travels?
Yeah, my kids were excited for a few minutes to see me for the first time in 6 weeks. You know, that fades. I usually find that fades by, like, you know, you see them, maybe you give them the presents you brought, and then they're already, you know, back to their old tricks within like 20 minutes. It wears off pretty quick.
It wears off. Well, the listeners are always excited to have you dropping a new podcast.
I would never leave
them
for 6 weeks like I did.
No. Okay. All right. So, Akiva, again, that very positive feedback from the last time out, only a couple days ago.
Hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now this is the stretch run. We're I think we have one more episode before bracket season, so you want to go into March hot.
Okay. So Akiva, any old business to take care of from the last time out?
I don't think so. I mean, we didn't have a mailbag last time.
Mm-hmm. We will spin the wheel, do our mailbag here, and get ready for another Renap episode in only a couple days.
Could be a couple days. Yeah, like I said, the last one in February, before we go to a full bracket wheel.
Yeah.
I have a lot of ideas to read today because we haven't done a mailbag in 2 weeks. A lot of the listeners have been sending a bunch of stuff in.
All right.
Some funny, some crazy, some possibilities.
Yeah. Okay. You want to jump to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start reading ideas. And Phil, you could also think of stuff if you have anything for a little later.
Sure. Yeah, I'll rack the old noggin, but I'm not feeling like especially.
Yeah.
The noggin.
Yeah, yeah, you know that the kids are saying that. I'm
They're
a slang expert.
A lot of noggin racking.
Trust me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Phil is here to let us know if these ideas are going to hit with the younger people or if they're too chuggy.
I knew that I served a purpose.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm ready to pass.
Trevor says the idea of his Robin Akiva Need a podcast episode is called The Most Boring Podcast Ever.
Okay.
This is for bracket season.
Okay.
It's a bracket of the most boring possible ideas for a podcast episode.
These aren't the already existing most boring podcasts ever.
He's not throwing shade at anything.
Okay.
He's coming up with ideas for new boring episodes. The oral history of cardboard, explaining your taxes, etc. The winning idea gets a spot on the wheel.
Yeah. I think that's probably like a funny bit for like 60 seconds.
What can you think of any? Like, what would be the worst thing we could do?
All of my suggestions are already existing podcasts.
Okay, fine.
I feel like it's a respectable feat to like commit to a bit that hard to do it for an hour and a half. But like nobody's actually listening.
I actually think
to that podcast.
Okay. Right? Okay. So my first pitch for the bracket of most boring hypothetical podcast would be. The most boring hypothetical podcast bracket.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Very meta. I have a couple ideas I just thought of now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to put some, throw some things into the most boring bracket.
Okay.
One is what shampoo do you use? We just ask a lot of listeners what shampoo they use. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, that sounds more like a survey than a podcast. Yeah.
It's a very boring idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then another idea I thought of is, do you bite your nails? And we call people up and ask them if they bite their nails.
I mean, I think that sounds a lot more interesting than the shampoo.
Well, you think so? Would that lose then in the first round to shampoo?
Yeah, I think shampoo is a more boring podcast. Phil, right?
And then there was like shampoo versus cardboard oral history.
Right. So, but what goes on to the next round? The most boring podcast or the better idea for the most boring podcast? Because I think that the nails is obviously a better podcast. They're both boring, but it's a better podcast, so it might be good to move that one on. But is the purpose to look for the most boring? So at the end, you want the worst, right? The worst podcast idea.
You want the worst possible idea, and that's what wins.
So then the nail thing is half. That we're cut. It's the first round. It's gone because the shampoo is definitely more boring.
Yeah. No mention of conditioner, Akiva.
I mean, that's probably like would be the spinoff episode if that was such a big hit and we did a second one. probably get into soap.
Yeah.
Like body wash, bar, like what people are into.
Yeah. Conditioning is too exciting. It makes your hair shiny and then
shiny. Shampoo, goes on first and cleans the hair while the conditioner gets the hair silky smooth.
But it makes it exciting because it's like glossy and fun to look at when it's shiny. So maybe too.
It's not very real. Like, I don't have enough hair that it's like super relevant for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Conditioner and shampoo seems like a lot.
It was your idea.
No, it was. I mean, it was my idea for a bad episode.
Okay. Well, do you have any ideas for good episodes?
Okay, fine. Yes, I will find you an idea for a good episode. This is called Three Fast, Three Furious Cruise Control from Kurt.
Okay.
Robin Akiva, that's us, watch all the Mission Impossible movies at 3X. Mission Impossible is a long running continuous story where all the movies are at least okay. And the action gets more and more insane. It's the closest analog to Fast and the Furious.
Now, I feel I've seen some of them. I feel like
I've seen none. Never 1 minute of a Mission Impossible.
Unlike the Fast and the Furious, they are not really that serialized over the course of, like, I think other than Tom Cruise, I don't know how many like recurring other characters there are. Phil, do you have any thoughts on a Three Fast, Three Furious cruise control?
Yes. So that was a masterpiece. You know, the last time you guys did it, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Listen, it was fun for you to explain to each other the movies that you hadn't seen. And like sort of like, you know, stitch them all together without having the full context. Mm-hmm. I personally cannot weigh in on this Mission Impossible thing. I just know, you know, Tom Cruise hurt himself doing some wild stuff. That's all I know about Mission Impossible. So I don't know if it would produce the same result, but I'm very interested, you know, in finding, you know, another way for you guys to do that again.
Think that they're pretty weird. Like, I feel like that Tom Cruise is like supposed to be the same age, like in all of them.
Are they like as self-aware sort of that they're like OTT, like Fast and the Furious is kind of near the end? Or are they just like taking themselves too seriously?
I don't know. I
just
think
being corny.
I don't know. They don't. It's not really campy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I think it's fun to watch the movies because they're, you know, they're just like, oh, The Rock's gonna, you know, fly through six buildings.
The most recent one was Mission Impossible Fallout, which was 2018, and it looks like that they are greenlit for a 2023 and a 2024. Mission Impossible. Like the original Mission Impossible was in 1996. I mean, we're going on almost 30 years of Mission Impossible.
So maybe it makes sense to wait then. And then timing wise, it fits better than you can be like, oh, Mission Impossible is coming out. We're going to do the Mission Impossible Fast and the Furious
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Akiva, I feel like that Mission Impossible 2 had a Limp Bizkit soundtrack. You might like that.
Do you think I'm a Limp Bizkit guy? What does it even mean?
Well, is Limp Bizkit one of your, what did it make the cookie tier list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you had, I listened to the selection show when Chester was walking around this, Akiva's the same guy. Dave Matthews is a Matt, but it has a million takes like a macaroon is not a cookie.
Yo, a macaroon is like a separate beast from a cookie.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. He has a million of these, a million things that are cookies. I don't know. That's not a cookie. That's something else.
This is like you could be sort of a cookie, but that doesn't make you enter you into like the 32 cookie bracket.
But Dave Matthews is a Matt.
That wasn't my call.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Matt's call.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Mission Impossible, I don't think that there is enough there.
I think you're right. But I think I really like the idea of doing the Twilight movies. I think we should put that on the wheel.
I think Twilight movies might be too beloved.
They're not beloved. They're loathed, Rob.
I don't know. Nobody Phil, what do you think? Can't you see somebody on Twitter?
They have
Rob and Akiva Edward.
Nobody likes them.
Is why I don't like Rob and Akiva.
Those people already don't like us.
Why are we feeding them? They're literally crappy movie diaper movies,
Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Are people still fighting about Team Edward, Team Jacob?
No,
not even close, right? I think nobody cares. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think like you guys reopen that conversation and then, you know, figure it out. Because as long as you're not like slandering the new Batman, because, you know, Rob is Batman now. He's going to, you know, come and.
Rob, the first
Batman?
No, Rob Pattinson.
It was reasonable for us to assume that you were talking about this, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob Pattinson.
Right, fair. Oh yeah, that's especially since he goes by Robert. So that's true. Okay,
The three Twilight movies have a combined 15 on IMDb.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is us. Wow. Look, and maybe I'll stand corrected. Look, I listen to
the audience. Comments, please.
I listen to the audience when they make good points, but like I feel like they're like, oh no, we want you to talk about that, and then when we do, it's like you got it wrong.
Yeah, I think no one's going to agree with you. I think people want us to do it, but we'll see. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Sometimes you got the finger on the pulse, and sometimes I do.
I just don't know if there's any exciting new ground to cover in the, you know, watching Twilight movies.
All right. And if you don't like the Twilight idea, give us a different idea that's not Twilight or Mission Impossible.
Just seems like something that's going to get a bunch of choogy millennials mad at us.
I don't think one person will be mad at us. I think we're overrating how beloved this is in 2022.
Okay.
I'm fully on Keith's side with that.
All right. But let's see. We'll get a representative sample of the listeners and we'll hear what they have to say. Another idea. John S. says Rob and Akiva encourage tourism. This podcast, Rob and Akiva chose a random city or town and try to develop tourism appeals to that location. There's a little bit of PR firm in there, but it's really just shilling for a random location. It would require a little research on the town, but it'd be great to see you guys attempt to sell a boring town in the middle of nowhere.
So how are we selling a boring town in the middle of nowhere?
So let's say it was like Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We're like researching Sheboygan, Wisconsin and trying to get, you know, encourage people to let's say, travel there because we'll come up with, you know, some ideas why they should be in Sheboygan.
Are they like trying to get us to do a live show there?
I mean, if it's interesting enough.
Yeah.
Didn't Jimmy Kimmel do this?
Booming. Did he? Where'd he go?
Well, I just feel like he brought a lot of attention to a certain Nova Scotian town that has the same name as a sex toy.
Sex toy. Okay.
Yeah. Dildo Nova Scotia.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
No, but this would not be this. You know, we're a family friendly show.
Right. I probably shouldn't have said dildo.
You could know.
I mean, you were talking about a place.
Right. Yeah. Right. I tried to be coy at first.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I just like, is anybody excited to hit play on that episode of the podcast? Rob and Akiva increase tourism to small towns. Like, who is that for?
For the people of the town of, you know, whichever town.
Yeah.
So, you know, probably doesn't pay off very well.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, that's more of a 32 fans idea.
You could draft
what would be the best small towns to have tourism go to.
All right, if Justin wants to do that. But I don't know if that's a 32 fans idea.
Like, it'd be one thing if these towns were pitching us to try to come there, but like, what do we know? Like, what do we know about the towns?
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe
we know as much as anybody. That's why nobody goes there.
I have a very fitting pitch.
Okay.
From Nick.
Okay.
It's called Boomer Boot Camp. He says, like Millennial Boot Camp, but this time we're educating Phil T on words like groovy.
Phil knows what groovy is.
I know what groovy is. Yeah. I think like to get to the point where I am, you know, you have to pay respects to the words that came before you so that you know what's cool in 2022.
Yeah. I mean, there might be something where we have like, with all due respect to Phil, like, you know, younger people than Phil even who,
right. I think that's better.
do they even know what the other things are?
Yeah, it's like I've been interacting with some 18 to 20 year olds in my college experience, and you know it's like they're like, who's Drew Barrymore? And I'm like, what? Are you serious? Like
they probably don't even know what ET is, Akiva.
It's very confusing. Yeah, so I think that's kind of a fun idea, I guess. You know,
who is Drew Barrymore?
You know. Jimmy Fallon's co-star in that. What?
Does she still have a show? Is there a Drew Barrymore?
I think she does. There's a Drew Barrymore
daytime
show,
talk show.
Kelly Clarkson show.
New that Ellen basically is gone. No longer the queen of daytime.
I was just in a place where there was always like 100 TVs on, so like I could see like, you know, Kelly Clarkson. She's like sitting down at a fake table of food with her guests a lot these days.
What do you mean a fake table of food? Kelly Clarkson puts like
fake eating it.
Fake food out?
It's like her and like a guest, and then there's like sliders on the table.
Oh, and then if they take the sliders, they have them on camera, and then Ellen.
I don't think they take
Kelly Clarkson confronts them and says, "Hey, why'd you take the sliders?
Why'd you take?"
Yeah, I wish they would have had fake food at the Survivor reunion. Does Kelly Clarkson have fake food?
Like a bowl of
fruit. I think it's real food. I just don't think they eat it. And
right. That's it. And then do they waste it?
A bait for like the people to take it.
I mean, it's technically, you could argue it's not a waste if it's like a prop. Like, is it a waste to make like a, you know, like a fake background if you don't actually use it?
I think it's a waste if you don't use it.
Yeah, I think it's like greenhouse gas emissions.
But maybe it's like purpose is to look good for TV.
When you say it's fake food, is it edible?
I think it probably was edible when it was made, but now it's just like sitting out in the sun.
Is it like when you go to like a restaurant and they bring out like, oh, let me show you our desserts, but they're like made out of like plastic?
Yeah. It's probably real. I think it's real.
Let me look and see if I can. I've never watched the Kelly Clarkson show, Kelly Clarkson talk show. But do they have, maybe we should have put that on the five spot.
Okay. Let's put it on the five spot.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. So
should we put it on the show? Do we make it now like Clarkson versus Extra and we flip a coin if that comes up?
Well, I'm just watching. Are you sure about this? So I'm watching Kelly Clarkson and she's talking to Sandra Bullock. This is from December 8th. No, there's like there's flowers on the table.
Oh, so maybe it's like a different theme for different people. Like some people get flowers, some people get fake sliders.
All right, let's see. What if she was talking to Mandy Moore? Yeah, I don't know.
Mandy Moore?
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson had no idea Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy are dating. Okay. Let me see. This looks Joe like Coyne. Flowers on the table. I don't know.
Maybe they switched it.
This is, I think fake
one
news.
One week is flowers, one week is like sliders.
I like that it was Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson sort of usurped her spot. Like, what about Drew Barrymore's show?
Okay. Oh, does Drew Barrymore have fake food?
Well, no, but she recently talked to, I don't think recently, actually. That was like, see, time is so relevant. She talked to Machine Gun Kelly at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the mix. She's doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for Drew.
Let's see. Keanu Reeves remembers talking to a teenage Drew Barrymore for her birthday. Mm-hmm. Does she have fake food? She has like she's very socially distanced from Keanu Reeves.
That's what I'm saying. I think certain guests do outside for like social distance reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like she goes to their house or something. I think
she's just like 12 feet away from Keanu Reeves.
I think they're just very far away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she sings a lot on her show, too.
Drew Barrymore sings?
Whoa.
No. I think Kelly Clarkson is like the musical guest every episode.
Yes.
I think we got to watch the Kelly Clarkson show.
Okay. All right. But I don't know about this fake food business.
All right. So maybe
I think
there's
you
not
just like, like
I think there was something fake food once.
Threw something out there that doesn't really exist.
No, how could I make that up? Okay. I saw it, but maybe I assumed it's everyone.
Machine Gun Kelly paints Drew Barrymore's nails on December 10th, 2021.
Huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. But no fake food.
Our old friend, MGK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're done giving MGK any.
Akiva, would
we're
you
done.
Like to have a dish of fake food out at our next live show?
Yes, I would. Someone remember that. I would love to have some fake. Maybe someone could accidentally bite into a fake apple.
Mm-hmm.
Trick someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What would you want the fake food to be?
Probably fruit. You probably want to go with the fake fruit. But no, I mean.
Do you think it would be a fun gag if we could get like one of the guests to eat the like take a bite of the fake fruit?
I feel like this happened on one episode of Curb that I saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I've seen one episode of Curb and he took the bite of the food.
You know, Akiva and I definitely podcast about that episode of Curb last season.
The fake fruit.
Fake fruit. Which we didn't even think was funny on Curb.
No, we didn't even like it on Curb.
All right, forget it. Forget the fake fruit. Forget the fake food. Yeah. Is that what Kelly Clarkson is going for?
All right, how about forget food altogether? Because
that's what I've been saying for years.
The most recent idea that came in, it's called Robin and Akiva Are Hungry. Robin and Akiva do a little challenge of not eating anything for a whole 7 days. You record daily check-ins and how things are going. You can drink water, though.
Wait, what is the podcast?
We check in every day and tell everyone how hungry we are.
Why? Who is this for?
The people who want to see us suffer. That's who it's for.
I feel like that's sort of the theme lately. They want to bully you. They want you to starve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like from Goldie and TikTok Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if it's all one
they want to catch us when we're weak.
Mm-hmm. Robin and Akiva get bullied and like the bullying is so severe that they, you know, also can't eat. And then it's like, it's just like a weird social experiment.
Yes.
I don't know. If,
we're messing
that
with
sounds
us.
Hard on your bodies.
Yeah,
for sure.
Now, Robin and Akiva are on a hunger strike. I feel could we like get like a celebrity's attention by saying like, hey, we are not eating until you pay attention to us.
Well, Kyle Chandler comes on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, who is the person that we made our it was so stupid that I don't even remember.
Kyle Chandler.
It was Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yes.
I feel like that.
Fairly certain.
I don't think it was Kyle Chandler.
Okay, what if you ate a a picture of Kyle Chandler every day until either, you know, he comes on the podcast or, you know, MGK and Pete Davidson literally.
I think that'll if you're Kyle Chandler, what would freak you out more? People on a hunger strike until you speak to them, or someone who eats a picture of you every day? I don't think the eating the picture. I think it's a funny idea. I don't think that would work.
No, it's mm-hmm. it's.
I think
it's
that will repel him. I think it will repel him.
No, that see the hunger strike. This happened already. This happened already in real life. What happened? Some guy ate a picture of Jason Segel every single day for like 200 days. Jason Segel did not bat an eye. And yeah, it was so. It was. He's so like,
I hope
sad
he dies. I hope he dies.
Yeah, it was very sad to watch. He was like, just Jason Segel, please, just like tweet it.
You almost tricked us into doing something that had already been a wild failure.
Right. No, I mean, I wanted to just bring it up, and then you know we could. You know,
all right. All right. Forget it. We're not doing a hunger strike.
No hunger strike. I mean,
right.
Maybe for the right cause.
Maybe.
We just haven't found that cause yet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else, Akiva?
This is from I don't want to be shamed, so I'm not leaving my name. So, you know, it's a good idea.
Good.
It's called What Am I Gargling? A panel of guests come on the podcast, drink a liquid and gargle into the microphone. Rob and Akiva have to guess what the liquid is. Yeah. Whoever has the most correct points wins.
So I don't think you can do that. I don't think that different liquids, I think it would just depend on like how viscous something mm-hmm. is. Like maybe if the game was like, you know, is this milk or syrup? But other than that.
Yeah.
This is the problem I have. Like, I've tried to rack my brain a few times, rack my noggin actually a few times of like what can work for a Rob and Akiva idea. And it's just hard because I feel like everything that's funny is kind of just like a visual media, like that I can think of.
I will do a video episode.
It's like that would be hilarious if I could see you gargling chili, you know, like, but if I can't see,
no
you
one wants like a choking hazard. Chili. Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to see us gargle. Yeah.
Just watch a few videos on YouTube of like tutorials of how to gargle things safely. And then like,
I don't think they even have that video.
Oh, there's a tutorial for every single thing.
Can I
go gargle something and then you're going to guess what it is?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Hold on.
How do let me look. How to gargle something safely? I'll just do how to gargle safely and see if that's even.
I swear. I mean, I am talking right out of
my. Okay. Let's see. What? All right. So I have a video for teach me how to gargle saltwater, but it's not how to like gargle like different things.
Teach me how to gargle.
Okay. The right way to gargle. Here we go.
Did you know that if you sound like this when you gargle, you actually aren't gargling at all? Proper gargling should sound more like this instead. So how do you do it? Don't worry, it's real easy. Step one, pour a little betadine in your mouth. Swish it around.
Pour a little what? Betadine?
What? Pardon me? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
The production value on a video about gargling is like this is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I mean, they must have easily spent $10 on Fiverr.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got music.
Hold on.
All right, I got to do another one.
All right.
Something he swallows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Phil, do you have a guess?
What do you think? Do you have a guess, Phil?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Coke Zero, baby.
Okay. Phil took my guess. I'm going to say it is seltzer.
No, it's Coke Zero.
Yeah. Ding. That's 1 point for me.
Okay. One point for Phil. Wow. What am I gargling?
I'm back. This is a great idea. Mm-hmm. You got to make it into a competition. That's the part that makes it fun.
Now, I do think it's probably old, like by the third gargle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So unless it comes back like around again and stays funny.
Maybe you just like do it on like a game night situation.
Yeah. I don't think people want to hear the gargling. I got to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want to hear it. And I just did it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
It is funny for 1 second.
For one second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So season 3, episode 7 of Monday Night Football. 1972 week 7 game between the Cowboys and the Lions.
More of a 32 fans idea, I think.
Yeah, Chester, if you want to do it, I'll do that. Crappy movie diaper. This is from Will C., but not Will Simone.
Okay.
It's called Monkey Bone. Robin and Keith watched 2001's Monkey Bone starring Brendan Fraser, Chris Kattan and Whoopi Goldberg, who plays the character Death.
Monkey.
They say, this is a great.
What's it called?
Idea.
Monkey Bone.
One word. Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone. Okay. Well, yeah. It's got a lot of star. I mean, I put it in the crappy movie diaper. Whippy.
Yeah. I mean, can somebody like vouch for it first that like, A, we won't get canceled for watching it. B, it's funny.
Well,
that's a 4.8 on IMDb. So that's exactly where we want it to be.
Yeah, boy. Brendan Fraser has very quietly had like a really crappy movie career.
Mm-hmm. Although he's beloved, Brendan.
That's what I was going to say. Isn't he pretty beloved?
He's beloved. Yeah. Because he went away for a while.
He's like a nostalgia. Yeah. When you like the nostalgic factor of Brendan Fraser.
Here's the synopsis of the movie. In a coma, so you know it's good. You're starting in a coma. It's great. Mm-hmm. A cartoonist finds himself trapped within his own underground creation and must find a way to get back while racing against his popular but treacherous character, Monkey Bone. I'm already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Someone watch this and tell us if it would be a funny podcast.
Okay.
There's a cartoon, like, is it like a live action, but the monkey is CGI? Is that what this is?
Something like that. It looks like there's some of each. I'm not sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's holding the bananas like guns. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Brendan Fraser also has a finger gun.
Yeah. Now, scary. Famously, Akiva hates Fraser.
Yes, okay. That is true. Mm-hmm. I bet I don't know Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I nothing him.
What about Clint Fraser?
I mean, he's a Yankee, so obviously.
Okay. Okay. All right. I would put in the crappy movie diaper. I'd greenlight it.
I want someone to watch it first, but I'm willing to greenlight it. But someone watch it and make
Chris
sure
it's Kattan okay. Chris Kattan also, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whoopi as Death.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else you got, Akiva?
Someone says millennials killed butlers.
Millennials killed butlers. How could that be?
When Jenny and Rob
Jenny and Autumn and I were a podcast about a show that the star of the show is a butler.
A deep dive into the evolution of butlers throughout history and whether millennials have killed them. Dr. Amanda can guess.
I don't think that's an exciting enough premise.
I don't think so either. But so he's literally a butler, the Joe Millionaire?
No, Joe Millionaire is not a butler. That famously, the host of Joe Millionaire is always a butler.
The host of yes. Joe Millionaire?
Yes, yes.
Like he pretends to be a butler? What does this mean?
I mean, I think he's an actor.
But is he British?
Yes.
He doesn't do a lot of serving, I think, does
yes.
he?
Yes. He's like
Chris Harrison, but instead of bringing flowers, he brings like
a dome. Crumpets. Yeah, like a dome with like food.
Like I'm starting to think that you don't even listen to Jenny and I's recaps of Joe Millionaire, Akiva.
I love you and Jenny. Wow. I have not listened to a podcast of any kind in 3 months. I've been very busy. I'm just back.
Not even the Doughboys.
No, not Hollywood Hamburger. Not one episode. There's no. With no exceptions, I have not listened to the podcast. I've been very busy. Got 12, 13 hours a day of live television.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard a podcast. This is my first podcast back, Rob. This is me back after 3 months away. We did this show. Some of my other podcasts were on hiatus, but but even those, that's because this is a labor of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really been with it. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world, but now I'm back.
What did you miss? What do you want to know?
Like, there's peace in the world, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I should go back. Sorry. Go back.
I don't know anything about what happened in the Olympics. Was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
Everyone was watching. Rob and Akiva are Hollywood insiders.
Okay.
So I was just listening to the podcast and Rob made a joke about revealing blind items. And this great idea, I repeat, great idea came to me.
Okay.
This is from someone who calls himself Anon.
Not Q. Okay.
I don't think so. Similar to the View format, Rob and Akiva for 7 days straight read the Insta stories.
I mean, I think they have a lot of blind items. Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrity tea spill account. Dumois.
What?
D-E-U-X. It's like a popular...
Josh Dumas?
No. Yeah. Not... That's Dumel.
Okay.
It's D-E-U-X-M-O-I.
Okay.
Dumois.
Yeah.
They have daily blind items about celebrities. Hollywood exec emails Sunday Celebrity Spotting. You guys can sleuth and speculate about the blind items, gossip about celebrities, and even submit your own submission. Again, this is a great idea.
But, so, Phil, would you be interested in hearing Akiva and I sort of speculate about blind items about celebrities.
To be sure, this is not actually from QAnon. You're to be clear.
I don't think so.
Okay,
they would already know, probably.
But I feel like speculating. Okay,
yeah. No, that, okay. I mean, that's kind of like what it is. From what I hear. Yeah.
So I guess it's like, this celebrity was at this bar.
We don't know enough celebrities. I feel like that some of these like blind items are about like the
D-listers. Yeah.
Yeah, like the ninth lead on some
one of our show we've never even heard of at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
when you're watching the Kelly Clarkson show or whatever, you see advertisements for shows that you're convinced are fake.
Yeah. It's like you're not even getting the scoop because if there is a celebrity thing like that is going to, blow up, like we already know about it. Like,
we don't know enough celebrities. Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I think it is an interesting idea, but I don't think we know enough celebrities.
Yeah, we don't know enough celebrities to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know about the thing about Pam?
No. The
cooking spray?
Yeah.
No, it's a new show with Renee Zellweger. It's called The Thing About Pam.
Okay, what is it? What's the thing about
I don't know.
Her?
I'd really like to find out what the thing is, but they don't tell you in the commercial for the trailer for like the premiere of the show.
The thing about Pam is the what? Thing about Pam. Is that a podcast idea?
No, it's a TV show. I mean, maybe a podcast for us. I don't know, but it's a TV show starring Renee Zellweger in a fat suit.
Okay.
Josh Duhamel, aforementioned. Mm. And Judy Greer, Katie Mixon from Eastbound and Down.
Mm-hmm.
It's detailing the 2011 murder of Betsy Faria, which resulted in her husband Ross' conviction.
Okay.
When the conviction was overturned, the crime set off a chain of events that would expose a diabolical scheme involving Pam Hupp, who's Renee Zellweger.
But why are you telling us this?
I just wanted to know if you knew about like what the thing about Pam is.
So I think I had seen a commercial for it. I think it was on during the Super Bowl. Yeah.
We were talking about like network shows and like never heard of them. And that's,
yeah, I
like,
think I saw a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, that must be good if it gets a Super Bowl commercial.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that Instant Death Water got a Super Bowl commercial.
What's Instant Death Water?
Mm-hmm. What is it? Something Death Water. What is it? Death Wish Water. Liquid water? Death water, yeah.
Liquid death water?
Phil, you wouldn't drink liquid death water, right?
I've seen liquid death around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's a terrifying
name. Yeah, Akiva, is liquid death water kosher? Do you know?
I bet it's not. I don't even think the rabbis would give it.
Liquid death water
would give it
kosher
certification.
Let's see.
Why does it have to be so, why is it so aggressive? It's just water, right?
What about liquid life?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Feed the positive.
It doesn't say if it's kosher or not.
Mm-hmm. It's just
what kind
water.
Of water is it that it's like
there's an excellent chance
they had a Super Bowl commercial. Yeah,
never even heard of it. This idea is called Rob and Akiva make a new language. The idea is Rob and Akiva come up with a new language.
Okay, that seems hard. That?
Yeah, it seems very very hard and boring. Put that on the bracket of the most boring podcasts.
What would the language be called? Maybe that's what we should do now. Like. But, every idea for the next few months, like if it's really bad, we put it in the boring bracket, and maybe one day we have a boring.
All right,
bracket.
Put it in the boring bracket. Kivish,
okay, but what would the Kivish? I like that name.
Here's the thing: do you have dedicated enough fans that they will go out of their way, like Star Trek fans,
yeah.
and like learn the language, and then from that point forward,
maybe
you have to start podcasting in that language.
Maybe like 3 years ago, but not in 2022.
What are you trying to say?
I think people used to be more dedicated to, what was going on the podcast. But people have too much going on now. Now there's too many podcasts. Too yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we're the only podcast out there, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The internet is polluted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's like 10x more podcasts since when we first started this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like,
And we're not even getting into like Twitch streams and YouTube channels and Instagram lives.
That was just Rob TikTok. Has a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. Too much going on. Too much content.
I should be a plumber.
I'm
going to go be a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
I had a rabbi. I think I've said this before. I had a rabbi who, when we would misbehave in sixth grade, he would say I should have been a plumber.
Yeah. I mean,
was that his catchphrase?
No.
It was basically his catchphrase. He was like earnest. He would like say it to himself like with like a deep sigh. I do think he eventually did try and become a plumber.
He wasn't
a great teacher.
He loved pipes.
He loved pipes.
Yeah.
Did not love, he wasn't a good teacher.
He wasn't a good teacher.
No, it was apparent. Like, he wasn't good at controlling the class.
But he felt like that the water flow he could control. That would make sense. Yeah. You can shape which way the water is going. There's a block. You can fix it. Children, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, they're people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's more to fix if, you know, you're so obsessed with control there. I think there's a deeper issue there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I like that as a catchphrase, though. I should have been a plumber.
Should have been a plumber. Anytime we mess up going forward, we'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is from Davies.
Davies.
And it's called Feats of Strength.
Oh.
Okay. It's a natural follow-up to the airing of grievances next Festivus. Listeners submit special skills or mini games. The head of the podcast selects a listener to challenge them.
The head of the podcast?
Yeah, we'll figure out later.
Me?
We'll figure that out. I mean, it's probably you. Your name is first. You're the R in Renap. Mm-hmm. The head of the podcast selects a listener to challenge them. The podcast is not over until the head of the podcast is defeated.
The H.O.P.
I like calling you the H.O.P. from that one.
Mm-hmm. The head of the podcast. So I don't even understand what we're doing, though.
Let's say somebody would be like, I could name more, I don't know. What would someone challenge Rob in?
In a feat of strength?
Anything. I'm just confused because I'm confused about the name because I thought this was like some sort of double entendre where it like involved, you know, feet.
My feet.
Like where you're like, you know, like if the skills had involved like, oh, yeah. I'm going to like the survivor okay. where you like build a block with your feet.
Or mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm confused.
All right. What about this? Could we get pictures of people we know's feet? I think that we could bring in a lot of new listeners.
I don't think we have
to guess whose feet they are.
I don't think we should guess who's.
That's fine. But again, this is like a visual medium again.
One foot. Yeah.
And then there's no, we're not
I think that all of a sudden
feet.
this could blow up.
Like,
I think that's fine.
I have to DM. I don't even want to say a podcaster's name. I don't want to get them involved. They're not consenting to this. But I have to DM like a random podcaster and be like, hey, Josh Wiggler. I need a picture of your feet.
So this is like the masked Renapper, but with feet, basically.
The masked Renapper with feet.
Do you think each round we reveal one toe and then...
Can I say something? Yes. I'm going to want to be honest for a second.
Yeah.
I don't care about feet at all. I don't think anybody cares less about feet than I do.
Okay. Seems like maybe...
I'm not a foot guy.
Yeah, maybe he doth protest too much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not a foot guy.
Okay.
I've never... but
famously.
Famously. A lot of and I'm not shaming other people what they're into.
Okay,
but I know that there is like a weird backlash. This has come up on RGB for many years.
Since backlash.
Andrea Belke and a footlash. Andrea Belke talked about how she had like a Wiki Feet rating. If you remember on
Wiki
RGB,
many years. I don't remember this.
Well, you know, you should go back and binge your own podcast because this came up on your podcast.
Sorry,
many years ago.
Sorry, my brain isn't big enough to remember every conversation I've ever had.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah,
but anyway, like the foot. I don't want to call them freaks, but the foot people, they're freaks. Like, they're like, so women are very.
First off, Akiva, we don't kink shame on this podcast. We don't yuck anybody. We don't yuck anybody's yum. We wouldn't get anybody's foot picture without their consent.
Of course.
So you hate feet? Like, you hate. Yeah.
Feet. I have nothing feet.
Yeah.
Feet are nothing.
And it doesn't even have to be a video podcast. The picture of the foot. Might never see the light of day.
Okay.
So I just
we'd
don't
have
think
to describe the foot.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. I don't see. I feel like and we have I don't want to hear somebody who doesn't like feet describe feet. Okay. Because then it's just like, you know, it doesn't feel like a fair fighting ground.
All right. Sorry. Foot fans. Akiva, the fun police is here.
I didn't even get to explain.
Yeah.
So I think it's become like now there's a lot of women and other people who like. Don't post their feet online because the foot people, once they get a hold of it, it's like ball game over for them.
Okay.
So it's a sensitive subject to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That being said, it's a very funny podcast idea.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is happening a lot.
Like, I would love to, like, is this Mike Bloom's foot or Josh Wiggler's foot? To me, it's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you could get a Mike Bloom foot pick by the end of this podcast.
Can I ask him? I haven't messaged Mike Bloom in a while. Can I ask him for
He would do a full spread, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But then am I spoiling the podcast if I get his foot now?
Yeah. How about this? No. Okay. What if is this foot Mike Bloom or Brian Cohen? Like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Whose foot is this?
Right. And then, but you have to get the podcasters to give a little bit of themselves, mm-hmm. but without giving too much away. Like, mm-hmm. there has to be personality traits in the pictures. You got to have, like, mm-hmm. you know, Josh Wigler. He's got like a pizza box in the background.
His foot is in a pizza box.
Yeah. You could do that. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
The feats of strength.
But then, would like Mike maybe. Make his, like, you know, he would trick somebody and maybe he would have like a pizza, you know, his foot in a pizza box, or his foot would be, you know, it would say like less than two on it, and it's like he's trying to trick us to make his thing booyah's
right, but wow. You know, you got to go by the honor system and mm-hmm. hope that, you know, mm-hmm. the people aren't just,
is there honor in the foot
you.
Game
yeah the foot know? Game is all honor,
full honor.
Look, I can, if you want, I can do some deep, deep research on this. And
let's see what people say. I think this might be,
let us know.
Idea we've ever mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I'll get on Instagram.
Check out the Renap subreddit. Yeah.
That's the last thing we want. No, nobody send us your feet, first of all.
Oh, no.
I'm insisting.
You should have led with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I should have led with nobody.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Not too late. No one's sending us their feet.
They're flooding the DMs with feet.
Akiva
said, don't send me any pictures of your feet. Definitely don't do that.
No.
Do not, under no circumstances, send me the pictures.
He's serious, everyone. He's very serious.
I'm not shaming anybody who's into it. It just, like, I'm protecting the people who aren't. Myself,
but you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's great.
Not there's anything great. Wrong with it.
I okay. think there's something there.
Yeah, Akiva. So did you happen to see over mm-hmm. on the Renap subreddit this week that mm-hmm. one of our listeners made an animated comic strip of your story of your grandfather calling in to the school?
Love it. And I played that, you know, my parents are not podcast listeners. It was funny. I was in the credits of one of the NBC podcasts. They mm-hmm. I was thanking the credits every episode, and the woman who asked me for the pronunciation of my name said, like, oh, you know, so your parents could listen, they'll be all proud. And I didn't say this.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, like, there's a podcast where my name is in the title, let alone the credits, mm-hmm. and they don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to listen because I'm in the credits. But anyway, so my parents who don't care about the podcast, I played that clip because our RHP's social media mm-hmm. person, Hannah, clipped together that the 2 minutes of me and you talking about that story last week. And I played it for my parents in a restaurant, and everyone was cracking up. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad sent it to all his friends. I don't know if he played it for his father, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is from at Spenny, Spennyware. Mm-hmm. I'll put a retweet on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah.
I mean, other than like my parents' graves are in that picture, other than that, it's great.
Do you now want me to do it?
No, you could do it. You could do it.
It's mm-hmm. fine.
That I didn't show them, though.
Yeah.
I just showed them the clip.
Okay.
So this is, you remember the foot idea?
Yeah.
So this is like that, but it's butts.
What?
I'm joking. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, Rob, I got to trick you every once in a while.
Okay. You got me. You got me that time.
We did this one already.
Okay.
Phil, do you have anything for us?
Look, I don't, unfortunately. You know, I wasted my mental energy
mm-hmm.
Googling, so... it feels like a wasted opportunity, you know. I feel like, you know, but I just, it's hard for me to come up with something that's not like also requires, you know, video for it to be funny. So mm-hmm. My brain is just trapped in one spot.
Okay, I have one more crappy movie diaper idea, and then that's it for, you know, I've already read like 20 ideas today. That's it for today.
Yeah. Akiva came into this podcast. We got so many ideas.
I've read a million. This is the most ideas I think I've read in a year. on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Nothing green.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to mention that also since the last time we did the podcast, we were talking about Ted Lasso the other day. Akiva, what did you think of, there was a viral tweet that said, Megan Beth Coaster said, I've never seen an episode of Ted Lasso, but its fans have big, childless adult whose entire personality is predicated on their love of Disneyland energy.
Yeah. I don't think that's we should be going after...
That's very choogy, right?
What is choogy?
The tweet? Disney adults.
I think that's like half your fan base. You shouldn't go after them.
Okay.
There's a lot of Disney adults out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they love Ted Lasso.
And they probably, a lot of them probably like Ted Lasso. Kate J says, hi, I recently went to the movie theater and saw a trailer for a movie starring Nicolas Cage as himself. Okay. This movie looks totally ridiculous and needs the attention of Renap. So this is a better attempt, not a crap movie diaper. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It comes out in April.
I don't know. Are we a Nick Cage podcast?
It's
Declaration of Independence. Yeah,
I think so. Well, here's the synopsis. Nick Cage stars in a role he was born to play himself. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, he accepts $1 million to make an appearance at the birthday party of a superfan who happens to be a drug kingpin. When things go south, he has to adopt some of his film persona to make it out alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun better attend idea.
Let's see how much hype it's getting. I kind of feel like, and I feel like then if it's a big enough movie, I feel like Pusha Recaps is going to do it.
I don't think it's going to be a big movie. Nick Cage play himself in that movie.
And Josh is a big Nick Cage fan.
He could come on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Crossover episode.
We'll let him know.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's in April. We don't have to worry about that for a while.
Okay. And that's it?
That's all I got.
Okay. Boy.
You have something?
You really sold us a bill of goods that you had a lot of. I had
many ideas this week. I didn't say they were good. Mm-hmm. I just had a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just take a look at the notes from that. What is it? Associate producer Amanda?
That's right.
Okay. We're working on the murder at the manor. That's still coming in. Okay. All right. So let's see. Ideas for the 200th podcast celebration. Are we talking about that?
I think we're still a little far away from that. We're only on 164B. Mm-hmm. Next week is 164C. We're still a long way away from
that. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Phil, we would never do a 164 episode without you. I'm telling you right now.
Akiva, did you ever end up going bowling during episode 164 week? Yeah.
I didn't know when I was going to get home on Sunday, and I was flying Monday night. I did shoot a text to my Matt, speaking of Dave Matthews. My Matt group chat, which is Matt Ligori, Matt Gagan, Matt Stewart, who I guess probably wasn't eligible to come living in Canada.
Yep.
Like, hey, does anyone want to go bowling tonight? There didn't seem to be a lot of interest. I had other things to do, so I did scrap bowling. But
I can't believe this. I rapped about you bowling, and now it's canonically inaccurate. It just doesn't make sense because you didn't.
Well, I could still go bowling before 165.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take the kids bowling on Thursday night.
Please. Because now I look like a fool.
They want to go. They want to do something. So maybe they haven't seen me in a while. There's a lot of like, hey, I don't have to go to school tomorrow, right? Because I haven't, you know, everyone thinks I don't have to go to school tomorrow because I was away for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
As if I'm not going to be sleeping.
Yeah, they need some QT. Mm-hmm. They need some QT.
They don't want quality time.
Bowling is
what do they want?
They want an excuse not to go to school.
Right. Well, okay.
They want to stay home and see dad all day.
It's basically how you perceive it. Sleep. I think they have good in their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, my kids have never even thought of that. Like, we don't want to go to school. We want to hang out with dad.
Well, you never went away for 6 weeks like I just did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I did, but it was before I had kids.
They weren't born, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's talk about what's coming up in episode 165.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Season 3, episode 7 has two spots. The coin flip, crappy movie diaper, guest choice. Okay, Phil.
Phil,
get ready.
Big pressure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Rob and Akiva have a movie commentary talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Okay. The Renap recap.
Yep, that's what we listen
Rob
to.
Rob Akiva, our pickup artist, the 2022 Hot Takeoff. Currently,
that gets four. That goes
is up to four spots. Boy, that would be exciting.
Yep.
Is the Hot Takeoff a bracket? The Hot Takeoff might be have to be in bracket season.
You think so? Well, let's see if it comes up this week, and then we could think about it. I have, mm-hmm. I have to check the other one. I don't remember how last time worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it was a full bracket, but maybe it was. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Then we have it involved people having four different takes.
Yeah.
I want 32 different hot takes. This is my hot take. People don't have more than one hot take. Yeah.
Okay. So you want 32 takes from 32 takers. Got it.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they could be multiple takes from the same, like maybe a person might have two.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You four is too much. You can't have four. If you have four takes, you have no takes. That's what you always
say. Phil, if you have four hot takes, you have your own podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come with the goods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Too many hot takes. You're like teetering on the edge of being canceled. You know that we don't even want that. Mm-hmm. You have too much going on.
It's true. It's a fair point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have the five spot. Rob McKeever, our extra.
Now, should we are we adding Kelly Clarkson to that? And that'll be like a.
Well, I think 50-50. No. After we watch Extra, then I think Kelly Clarkson is in the mix.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
I mean, the whole like thing about we wanted to see was all the fake food, and it doesn't even seems like that was just something you made up.
Yeah,
that was like Mandela effect.
I don't think it was. I mean, I definitely saw it with the sliders, but maybe it was just one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you know they were fake sliders? Did they mention that these sliders are fake?
I just never ate the sliders the whole episode, and it was like a long conversation. So
they looked too delicious. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody ate them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone probably ate the sliders.
Okay.
Somebody was hungry.
All right. Oops, all mailbag.
Mm.
That was kind of like what we did today.
Did we just do that? Yeah.
We did, and we got nothing on the wheel. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
solicit more ideas for that. We'll get a lot of ideas.
Okay. Listener choice.
Yep. Ooh.
We have, I literally just told you.
Fun game idea.
Yep. Match game two.
Another game idea.
Millennials Bootcamp. Take that right off.
That's this.
That was already this. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else? Was there anything else that we were talking about putting on from last time?
I don't think so. I think next week. Oh, there's the Who's My Honey idea. I retweeted that from KFC. That seems like it's in the works, but that's not on the wheel just yet. I do not believe.
Okay. All right. So one episode to go until we get to bracket season. And then are we doing a bracket every week in March?
Rob?
What?
We're doing a bracket every week in March.
For real? And then don't you also do that on 32 fans?
I don't do a bracket every week on 32 fans.
It's like pick a lane with your bracket season.
I pick both lanes. I'm in both lanes of the highway.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to say one bracket in March.
No, nobody wants one bracket in March.
Let's do a poll. Put out a poll. How many weeks of brackets do you want in March? One, two, three, or four?
It's not prime time right now. It's 5:30. Tomorrow, I will put out. When's this podcast going up? Today?
I'm
going
to put up tonight.
All right. So tomorrow I will put up a poll. Should we do one bracket in March or every week?
Phil, do you have a feel? Do you have a, like, I feel like you get one. It's like, oh, bracket. It's like four, another bracket.
Here's my thing.
No influence, no power.
Here's my thing. We're up to episode 165 next week. We always have to be coming with new ideas.
Right.
We have lots of good ideas in the bracket. We may as well do them and put the regular ideas on ice for a month. While we, you know, strengthen the wheel.
Phil, what do you think?
I love the idea of four. Like, okay, the point is.
It's only four. It's not five.
Look, we love the new ideas every week. But you guys, you got your tried and true things that, you know, some of the most fun Renap episodes have been bracket episodes.
Right.
I agree.
You know? Right.
I agree. Some classic.
So let's kill it dead now. Okay?
Oh, no.
Four in a row. Bang, 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 bang. And then, you know.
Should this be the final bracket season?
Yes.
The finale, the season finale of
bracket like season. Four brackets, but then maybe next year there's only one or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or never. I don't know.
Or my idea of like there should be like brackets throughout the year and not all four weeks in a row.
Not just smushing them into March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should they do the NCAA tournament like that? Should maybe they do the round 64 in March? And then maybe in the summer, they do the Sweet 16 and the Final Four in September.
Fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go ahead and let's get the wheel spinning. Okay? Here we go for episode 164B. We'll get going and see what's coming up here for episode 164. Okay. All right.
What are you crossing your fingers about, Phil T?
Look, I don't want to spoil it just in case I got guest choice. You know?
That's fair. That's fair.
We'll wait.
All right. Here we go. Here's our big spin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we got, so close to the 2022 hot take up. It's Rob and Akiva, our pickup artists. Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm excited for that.
All right. So this was very controversial. Way back when that we were talking about that we were going to watch the show. What was it called? The Pickup Artist, right?
Yeah, I think so.
With starring Mystery. Phil, do you know what this
Mystery.
Is? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Mystery guy. Mm-hmm. I follow him immensely. That's how, I met the love of my life, Jenny Autumn. I picked her right up.
Yes. Yes.
So
you used his techniques.
I'm absolutely, I was negging. I was whatever else he does. I was wearing a black trench coat at RATP live events. Yep. Yeah, that's just what I was doing.
Okay, and it worked.
So I'm really excited to hear him instill his knowledge. Well, not him specifically, but you to learn the ways. That's great. The game.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. That's a good episode.
Yeah. All right. So. That is coming up next time. Was there a built-in guest on that one, Akiva? I know Chappelle was very excited about it.
If Chappelle wants to be the guest, he can come on. I didn't think there was a guest, but I could certainly be mistaken. It would be the first time I was wrong, but it won't be the last.
Okay. All right. So we are going to... Are we watching the season of that?
No. Let's see. Let's discuss offline. I don't remember what we said. We're watching.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about. The show, The Pickup Artist. Somebody was supposed to watch it and make sure that there wasn't anything that was going to be particularly problematic. Did that ever happen?
I don't think it did.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. But I just think it's just going to be a lot of dumb stuff for you to make fun of. That is just like
a lot of dumb stuff.
Like it's just absurd. You know? Okay. So it's fine.
All right, Rob and Akiva, our pickup artist. That is coming up next time on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Phil, what's coming up for you?
What's up? Oh, yeah. You can follow me on twitch.tv/Fillard for streaming shenanigans. I never stream. And just at Fillard, whatever. These are my plugs, professional plugs. Haven't done it, but, Maybe I'll shoot my shot on Fiverr, I don't have any skills yet, but
why don't you make raps for people on Fiverr?
Giving
them to people for free.
Right, exactly. You know what? That's it. You're right, Akiva. I gotta figure out the business model, baby. I'm on Fiverr. I'm not on Fiverr yet, but who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe I will be.
Okay. All right. Well, Phil, great having you back here for the mailbag. And Akiva, what's coming up for you now that you are officially back to being a free man?
A free man. I got to start going to the office on Monday.
Oh.
So I haven't done that in many years. Other than that, we did a cookie tournament on 32 fans.
How
we
was that?
Released. We had a good time. Was had by all. We did with a lot of children there, though.
Yes. Is it going to be a podcast or you just did it for fun?
Coming out almost immediately. I think Chester has that already, almost ready to go.
Okay.
I think that's next week's episode. We also dropped the first half of the soda tournament from 6 months ago on the Patreon feed. Mm-hmm. So you
dropped them both simultaneously.
Well, I think one was last week.
Okay.
He dropped, but and the selection show for the cookie where Chester goes.
Yes, that's I did listen. I did listen to that one.
And then NGOG should be back this week. Hopefully, if not, it'll be back next week. We're circling each other. We're getting close to being able to record. And then Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, episode 165.
Mm-hmm, 165, pickup artists. Okay. Well, so nice to complete episode 164. Finally. We'll be back this weekend to talk about The Pickup Artist. Until then, please send us in your suggestions. Need a podcast at robiswebsite.com or go to robiswebsite.com/wheelideas to send them in via our form. Thanks again so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better us.
You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.